Okay, we'll start here on Daf Dalet by the wide lines. It says, Rav Chinirva Papa Ra Miktiv. It says we have a stira between the psukim. The pasuk in Iyov says, Shakai lo mitzanuhu asagi koach. Hashem, we do not find him being overbearing in his power. Yet, in Tehillim, Chtiv, Dola Adonenu v'rav koach. Wonders how great is our master and his tremendous power. Uchtiv, and in Azir Shir, Mincha Hashem, Nedari Bakoach, and the praise of Hashem's right hand is that it's strength, it's adorned with strength. So how do we reconcile between the fact that the Pasuk in Iyov says that Hashem's not overbearing in his strength, and yet these other two Pasukim describe Hashem as being tremendous in Koach, or powerful in his Koach? It says, Lokasho, Kan Bishat Adin, Kan Bishat Milchama. Difference is between the Din and the Milchama. In Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim, and therefore, we never find him to be sagi koach, overbearing in his power when it comes to din. But he mixes in, or he brings in the midat rachamim. Otherwise, everybody would be mitchayev kliyah, right? Everybody would be destroyed. On the other hand, b'shat milchama, when it comes to going to battle, going to war, Hashem unleashes his power, unleashes his koach when it comes to milchama. And that's what we see by the yam, by yamsuf, by the kriyat yamsuf, and mincha Hashem nedari b'koach. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanino, Ramiktiv, Tupsukim. One pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Chema Enli, that I bear no anger, I have no anger. Uchtiv, and yet it says in Nachum, pasuk begins like this, Kel Koneh, Vinokem Hashem, Nokem Hashem, Uval Chema. So we're talking about the Midot Hashem here, it's talking about how Hashem is a vengeful, angry God. So here we see the description of Hashem being a Bal Chema. Versus that, which is said in Yeshayahu, it says, Chema in li. So when it says, Lokasho, right, that's not a problem. We can reconcile between these two. Kan be Israel, kan be Ovdei Kochavim. Depends who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is approaching. When it comes to approaching Klal Israel, there he says, Chema in li. On the other hand, when it comes to approaching the Ovdei Kochavim, it says, Nokem Hashem, Uval Chema. And Hashem is a vengeful and angry God. Rav Chinen Abba Papa Amar, Chema Einli. Why does it say over here, Chema Einli? Because, Shkvar Nishbati, because I already took a Shvua. Now the Shvua is, Mi It Neini, Shelo Nishbati, Eye Shamir Vishayit. So now, if you go back to the pasuk that we quoted again before from Yeshayahu, that pasuk was in pasuk, it's Kav Zayin Dalet, in Yeshayahu. So that pasuk begins, Chema Einli. The continuation of the pasuk is Mi Itaneini, and then it says V'Shamir V'Shayit. So it would make me like the weeds and the thorns. But what it's saying, or what the Gemara here is saying, is Mi Itaneini. What had it been Shalonishbati, right? That I would have been had I not taken a shvua, Eye Shamir V'Shayit. Right? Then I would be Shamir V'Shayit. We say thorns and weeds, but it means that Hashem would have made everything desolate and destroyed. And that is what it's the answer to the problem. Okay, according to Rashi, Rashi's girsa in the Gemara is Rav Acha bar Chanan Amar Tarvayu b'Yisrael. Both psukim are written about Bnei Yisrael. One of them is telling what Hashem really wants to do, which is that Hashem is a Baal Chema. Hashem is angry at Bnei Yisrael, and he wants to take out his anger on Bnei Yisrael. The pasuk in Yeshayahu was telling us what the practical outcome is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is restrained. Shekvar Nishbati, I already took a Shavua that it would not unleash my anger on Bnei Yisrael. So that's how he reconciles the two psukim. One pasuk is talking about in the theory or in theoretically how he'd want to approach Klal Yisrael, which is with the Baal Chema. And then Chema in Eli is just describing in the reality what happens is Hashem does not take out his full anger on Bnei Yisrael because he already promised that he would not do such, that he would not take out his full anger on Bnei Yisrael. So that's the way Rashi reads it. Rashi means it so that afal pi shebal chema ani, even though I am an angry, very vengeful God, nevertheless, chema in li, kshvar nishbati miktsof alecha, because I already took the shvua that I would not get angry at you. Now, the next line in Rashi says, v'hainu d'amar of Alexandri. According to Rashi, v'hainu d'amar of Alexandri goes back to the Gemara way before, on the previous daf, the beginning of the previous daf, the end of 2 days ago's daf, which is that over there, the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lo ba bitronia. I don't come with excuses against people, that Hashem doesn't willy-nilly punish people, He wants to give them a chance. So this, Hainu Damar Alexandri, is going back and referencing that. So that's my dichtiv. What does it say over there? Vaya bayom hu avakesh lashmid et kol agoyim. Right. So the pasuk actually continues. Abayim Yerushalayim that are coming onto Yerushalayim. So that day I will come, or I will want to destroy all the nations that are coming to attack Yerushalayim. So avakesh mimi amar kodesh baruch hu. Hashem is saying I'm going to ask permission. I will seek permission to go and destroy all the goyim that come al Yerushalayim. So Mary asks, who does Hashem ask permission from? Avakesh mimi amar kodesh baruch hu. So Mary says avakesh bignignei shalahem. Hashem will look in their chronicles, their sefer zichronot. He'll go look. Im yesh lem zchut, if they have zchuyot, then I will redeem them. V'im lav, ashmidem. And if not, I will destroy them. So according to Rashi, this references back to the earlier Gemara, which is the Sheh Kodesh Baruch Hu's Babitronia, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't come without a defined claim or ta'na against the nations. And here you see the same idea, which is that Kodesh Baruch Hu is unwilling to destroy those that come to attack Yerushalayim until he checks their sefer zichronot, until he checks their chronicles to see that it's true that they are deserving of being destroyed at this moment. That's the way Rashi reads the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says that it doesn't make so much sense. This is too big a gap. For the Gemara just to say, behind Udamar Alexandri, like out of the middle of nowhere, when the Akash Bakalu Babitronia is so far back in the Gemara, that doesn't seem like a natural connection. So on the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam reads this behind Udamar Alexandri, that it's growing on the statement before that Hainu Ovdei Kochavim, and Hainu Klal Yisrael. That we see that there's such a differentiation between Kodesh Baruch Hu's approach to Klal Yisrael and his approach to the Ovdei Kochavim. And that is, over here we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is willing to be Ashmidim. Hashem is willing to destroy them entirely. Yes, he looks in his Sefer Zichronot, but if he sees in his Sefer Zichronot that they are deserving of being destroyed, then he goes ahead and he destroys them. He's wanting to destroy them. As opposed to Klal Yisrael, he wouldn't do that. So based on that, it seems like the Tosfos is also reading the previous statement, Berev Chinen Bar Popa, where Rashi said, Tarvayu B'Yisrael. They're both talking about Klal Yisrael, which is, one is, that in theory, Hashem gets angry as a Baal Chema, but in reality, Rashi says that he doesn't get angry at Bnei Yisrael, because Shkvar Nishbati. On the other hand, it seems that Tosfos is reading the previous statement to me, no, he's remaining with the differentiation between Ovdei Kochavim and Bnei Yisrael. He's just explaining why is Bnei Yisrael not destroyed. So he says, the Chema, Baal Chema is referring to the Ovdei Kochavim. Chema in Li is referring to Klal Yisrael. But their protection only comes from the fact that Kavai Nishbati, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already took a Shavuah, that he's protecting Klal Yisrael. So that differential between Ovdei Kochavim and Bnei Yisrael stands, just explains why Bnei Yisrael does not get the Chema. And then behind Udamar Rabbi Alexandri is explaining how Hashem takes out his full anger when it comes to the Goyim. He's willing to destroy them entirely. And now the Gemara brings an eye behind Udamar Rava. That's also what Rava says. My dichtiv. He definitely is going back on the first answer. The question is, what does he do with the piece in between? And it might be that he thinks the piece in between is still maintaining that difference between the Ovdei Kochavim and Yisrael. It's not talking about in theory and in reality, but rather, the Goyim have Baal Chema, and the Jews have Chema in Li, but only because they are preserved by this Shavuah. So now, behind Udama Rava, now Rashi says, when it comes to Hainu Udama Rava, Rashi says, Shakodesh Baruch Hu Dan Ovdei Kochavim B'Dikduk, that Hashem takes out full retribution when it comes. So it seems Rashi is now flipping back to this, and in Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this is all a continuation. That was what Rabbi Alexandri said, and that's Hainu Udama Rava also, that the Ovdei Kochavim were just describing how Hashem has a different approach to them. And that's what Hainu Udama Rava, my dichtiv, what does it say in Yov, Ach Lo V'I Yishlach Yad, Im B'Fido Behen Shua. So not with my fury, Yishlach Yad, I will stand out my arm, Im B'Fido, if with destruction, Lehem Shua, there is some relief. Somebody says, Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shani Dan Et Yisrael, Ein Ani Dan Otam Kovdei Kochavim. When I'm Dan Yisrael, I don't judge them like other nations. Dichtiv, this is talking about Yerushalayim, it says, Ava, 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 Asimena, that it says there, that desolation, Ava means the word desolation, but you know, desolate, desolation, Asimena, I will place Yerushalayim. Ela, Ani Niframahen, Kefid Sheltarna Golet. I take back, or I take retribution from them, like the pecking of a chicken or a rooster. That's how I take retribution from them. When those Akash Baruch Hu comes to punish Bnei Israel, even though there it says Ava 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 Simenu, Ivui Ivta Avalava, Rashi says Asimenu, that all their chobayom, I will take out all their punishment from them. Nevertheless, when Akash Baruch Hu actually comes to punish them, he says he punishes them like the pecking of the chicken, and that Rashi says is behester panim, that Hashem does not take it out in big blocks, but rather mat mat, slowly, and behester panim over here, in order that Bnei Israel should have the ability to liftotam me'avonotam kadesh kizku le'olam haba, so that they have the ability to get to olam haba, and that's what it means, the lahem shua, that they have some sort of redemption. Hashem leaves them some sort of redeeming factor, redemption, which is that Hashem takes out his retribution on them slowly, be'olam hazeh, so that they can be zoche le'olam haba, as opposed to the goyim, which we saw earlier, Hashem takes it, waits and waits and waits, and then takes it out in one shot on them, in one big block, he takes it out on them, and therefore they are not going to be zoche le'olam haba. And that's what we saw earlier in the Gemara, about the din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings them, la'atid lavol, he's asking them, what did you do all this time? And then he takes it out and he says, alright, sorry, right, there's no opportunity now, you've already blown your chance to get to olam haba. So that's the difference between the din of Ovdei Chachamim and the din of Bnei Israel.
The difficulty in Rashi's pshat is that the pasuk in Yechezkel is describing the punishment to the Jews, or punishment to Yerushalayim for their behavior. Ava, ava, ava is about the destruction of Yerushalayim. Yet Rashi seems to think that that's referencing the way that the Nochrim or the Ovdei Avodah Zarah are punished. So I suggested that maybe what Rashi means is that's what theoretically should have happened to Bnei Israel, but in reality something else happened. On the other hand, the Marsha takes issue with that and says, no, the Ava, Ava, Ava is referring to Bnei Israel. And what does that mean? That means immediately. Bnei Israel, is each sin is taken out, Ava, 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 one by one. Desolation, desolation means that punishment. Each sin comes and they're punished immediately for it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't wait and have it build up into be a very large account, but rather he says every time there's a sin, he takes out right away. And that's what the main Kapid. Kapid means that just like the chicken pecks away, so to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to the sins of Bnei Israel, he pecks away at them, he takes them out immediately. Unlike the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, unlike the Nochrim, where Hashem allows it to accrue until it becomes a large debt or a large problem, and then he confronts it with them, la'atid lavol.
A davar acher, afilu ein Yisrael osim mitzvah lefanai ki me'at kapid shetan agolim, if Bnei Israel only do some of the mitzvot, or a small amount of the mitzvot, like the pecking of the chicken, shem nakrim bashpa, that they peck away at the garbage, ani mitzarfan, I bring them together, I'll fuse them together, l'cheshbon gadol, for one big accounting, shenemar im bifido, right, if they work like the pid of the tarnagol, lehen shua, that will be salvation for them. Devar acher, bishar, shemisha'avin lefanai, but in the sky that they cry out to me, they daven to me, ani moshiel tam, I will save them. That's what he says. My dichtiv, what does it say in Hosea? Vanochi efdeim, right? I will redeem them. Vehema dibru alai kizavim, but they spoke lies against me, or they spoke lashon hara, or motzi shemra, or kodesh baruch hu. So it says, ani amarti efdeim b'momonam b'olam hazeh. Shem says, my plan was to take retribution on them in this world. I will take up the punishment on their physical property, small pieces, so that they can be zochad olam hada, kadesh yizkud olam haba. And they spoke harshly against me, or they lied about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't taking care of them. They saw the punishment from Hashem as being negative, and saying that Hashem wasn't there, and Hashem wasn't taking care of them, whereas Hashem was doing it in a positive manner, which is that He was really trying to spare them from not getting to Olam Haba. So that's what it says, Ani Avdeim. Hashem says, I'm doing this to protect them, even though they think it's all bad, and they think that I'm not taking care of them, and I'm not treating them properly. Rainu damar papi mishmei durova, my dichtiv. What does it mean in Hosea, as is two psukim later? Vani sarti, right, I afflicted them. Izakti zrootam, strengthened the arms. Ve'elai yechashvura, and yet they still think evil of me. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti isareim b'yisurim b'olam hazeh. I'll give them yisurim in this world. Kedei sheyechazku zrootam le'olam haba, so that I will strengthen their arms le'olam haba. Ve'elai yechashvura, right, and they will think bad or evil of me. So again, the same idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intentions are positive, so even though he's bringing bad or negative upon Bnei Israel, And B'nai Yisrael will reflect on that and say, oh, Hashem's not with us. Hashem's not taking care of us. Why is Hashem being bad to us? And Hashem says, in reality, I'm really doing what's good for them. By taking out in this world these small amounts and punishing them slowly in this world, they will be zocha le'olam haba. So even though they consider it or they view it as being negative or bad, in truth, it's really tov. It's really good because I'm taking care of them so that they will be zocha le'olam haba. Shtabach hu Rabbi Ahu, the minei birav safra, the adam gadolhu. So Rabbi Abou used to praise Rav Safra to the minim that he was a big Talmud Chacham. So because of this statement of Rabbi Abou, shavku le michsat leisa shonim, they exempted him from taxes for 13 years because he was classified as being an adam gadol, a Talmud Chacham, and therefore they exempted him from taxes. Yom chadash kuchua, one day these minim found Rav Safra. Amruei, so they said to him, Ktiv, the pasuk says, Rak etchem yadati mikol mishpachot ha'adama. Only you I've known of all the families of the earth, meaning the, of the world, that is referring to Bnei Israel. Al kein efkod alechem et kol avonotechem. Therefore, I will punish you with all this, your sins. So they said to him, we don't understand. The pasuk makes no sense. Hashem first says, you are unique, Bnei Israel. You're the only ones I know. And therefore, I'm going to punish you. And I'm going to give you to all this negative. I'm going to take out all your sins upon you. So he said, it seems to be make no sense. And there are different ways to read what this means over here. Rashi says, man de'it le sisya, one who has za'am, who has anger, he takes it out on his beloved. Kadosh Baruch Hu is upset and angry, so he's going to take it out on his favorites. He's going to take it out on Klal Yisrael and Bnei Yisrael. Does that make any sense? Or the other possibility is sus. It means it's referring to a sus. Man de'it le sus, right here, meaning sus, sus ra. Somebody who has a bad horse, you know, a wild stallion, then Barachmei, basically, he puts his closest relative, he puts his good friends, his beloved, on top of the wild stallion to take him for a ride, to throw him off. Doesn't make any sense. Ishtik, he had no answer for them. V'lo amar lohu v'lo mide, and nothing to respond. So Ramele Sudra b'tzavrei, they like wrapped some sort of scarf around his neck, v'kam b'tzarule, and they were giving him trouble, they were paining him, whether, I don't know if it was physical or they were taunting him in some way, because until this point, Rabbi Bo had said that he was an Adam Gadol and they'd exempted him from taxes, and here he couldn't answer a simple thing about how to explain a pasuk in Amos, happens to be the Torah for Parshat Vayeshev, but he couldn't answer up, he couldn't explain that pasuk. After Rabbi Bo, in the interim, Rabbi Bo showed up and saw what was going on, Ishkachinu Amalu, Amai Mitzaritulei, why are you giving him a hard time? Why are you bothering him? Amulei, v'lava maiklam da'adam gadolho. You told us he was a big guy. Right? He was a big Talmud Chacham. Lo yidala meymar lanu perusha da'i posuk, psuka. And they couldn't tell us a simple pshat in this posuk. So amulei, imur da'amri luchu. What I said to you is, bitanai. I said to you that he was a big man when it came to Torah Shabbal Peh. When it came to Mishnayot, when it came to the Gemara. That's where I said he was a big guy. Bikrai mi amri luchu. I didn't say in psukim in Torah Shabbichtav that he was a big gun. So Amulei, Maishna Atun Diyadatidun. He says, well, what about you? You're a big Talmud Chacham and you do know how to interrupt the Psukim. So why it's different about you that you know how to answer Psukim and he doesn't know how to answer Psukim? It's an amazing answer, the answer of Rabbi Bo right now. Amulei, Anon Deshkichun Gabeichon. I, who have to spend a lot of time with you, Ramina and Anafshinu Ma'ainen. I have to spend a lot of time looking at Torah Shebichtav so I can answer all your questions. Inhu lamaine, they don't have people like yourselves around, so therefore they're not so bothered by the psukim. They don't spend a lot of time dealing with the psukim and figuring out the psukim because they don't get questioned. So this idea that the challenge, this outside challenge by the minim, caused Rabbi Abou to spend more time understanding the psukim and being able to answer up the problems in Torah Shebichtav. Safra, on the other hand, you know, dedicated the majority of his time to Torah Shebaal Peh. Because he was not questioned, he was not challenged by the minim about Torah Shebichtav. So therefore he spent his ikar zman al Torah Shebaal Peh, not Torah Shebichtav. So then they said to him, Lemalai not. Right, so why don't you explain to us this pasuk then? What's the explanation of this pasuk? Samalai, I'm sholachem mashal. Give you a parable. The ma'adab adomeh, what's this like? L'adam shenoshev mishnei bnei adam. Right, to a person who is a debtor to two people. There are two creditors that are coming after him. But one of them, echad olavo, one of them is someone he's close with, a relative, someone who is beloved, echad sono, and one of them is someone that is, I don't think sono necessarily means someone that is, hates him, but someone who's not close to him, not a relative. So what happens? Olavo nifram yimenu ma'at ma'at, the one who's beloved takes from him piecemeal, smally, you know, lets him pay down the loan. Sono nifram yimenu ba'at achat. On the other hand, his One who is not disclosed, who does not care about him, takes it in one big chunk, comes and takes it as a block from him, forces him to pay back in a big block. So that's the explanation of the Pasuk in Amos, which is, since you I know from all the families of the world, meaning that of the earth, therefore I will be poked. And the word poked over here means pkida, means slowly, piece by piece. So therefore, I will take out your sins piecemeal, part by part, in order to exonerate you from these sins, so that you can then be zocheh leolam haba. So again, this continues that theme, that the difference, or a different approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes towards Klal Yisrael versus the Ovdei Kochavim. That Hashem, when it comes to Ovdei Kochavim, is a Baal Chemah, he takes out his retribution all in one shot. He does not give them the opportunity to rectify the situation in B'lam Hazeh, nor they should be Zocheh L'Olam Haba. And the opposite is true of Klal Yisrael. Even when Hashem is angry at them, he's poked their avonot, slowly, piecemeal, in order that they should be Zocheh L'Olam Haba. They won't have to take the whole brunt in one shot. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahano, my dichtiv, what does it mean? Chalilacha masot tovar hazeh, lamit tzadik im rasha. So this is when Avraham is pleading with the Kodesh Baruch Hu when it comes to the stone. Right? Chalilacha masot kudvar hazeh, lamit tzadik im rasha, Hashem, that is chulin for you. Amar Avraham, lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mishulam, chulim hu, masot tovar hazeh. Right? This is mundane, but here it means it's out of your parsha, of you who Kodesh Baruch Hu, a kadosh, would not do something that is chulin like this. Is that not true? V'achtiv, it says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the destruction of Yerushalayim, it says, V'chratim imcha tzadik v'rasha. I wipe out from you both tzadik and rasha. No differentiation. So the Gemara there says, no problem, but tzadik sheinu gamur. That's talking about a tzadik who's not whole, not a full-fledged tzadik. There they will die with tzadik v'rasha. But tzadik gamur, lo. Gemara says, V'achtiv,
Umimik dashi
tachelu. Right, so again, this is Pasuk in Yecheskel again, which says that Hashem will come and destroy peoples or destroy Yerushalayim. And over there it says,
Umimik dashi tachelu, that it will begin with the Mikdash. And now we're going to see what the drasha is on that Pasuk.
The Tani Rebbe says, Al tikri mimik dashi, ela mimikudashai. Right, don't start with my temple. I would have said as referring to the Mikdash. Right, tachelu, I will start. But rather, it says, read Mikudashai, those that are sanctified to me. Elu bnei Adam, shekaimu et haTorah mi'alef ad taf. These are people who kept the Torah from beginning to end. So there you're talking about tzadikim gemurim. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when he comes to take retribution, he's going to take retribution on even the tzadikim gemurim. So what are we going to do with that? Hatam nami, kevin shaya bayadam limchot, velo michu avaluk tzadikim sheinim gemurim. They had the ability to stand up and object to the behavior of the people. And since they did not object to the behavior of the people, they're held accountable for the actions or the destruction of the Rishayim in their area. And that's why they're classified as Tzadikim and Gemurim. Yes, for themselves or towards themselves or in their Avodat Hashem, they were Tzadikim Gemurim. But the fact that they did not take care of others, they were not Mocheh, they did not object to the behavior of others, therefore they're classified as Tzadikim She'enam Gemurim. The Tosis over here says, wait a minute, we have the Gemara in Chesed Tabatim that says, Mutav Shiyu Shogegim, Valyu Mezidim. It's better that people, we should lead them, they should be Shogegim and not be Mezidim. Now, Tosis over here makes the qualifications, Hainu Dobar Shiyadua Shlo Yikablu Yim Yimachum. That's only when it's something that you know they for sure will not listen to you when you give Tochecha, when you are Mocheh. So if they for certain will not listen to you, then there's no obligation to be Mocheh. The case where they will listen to you, then you have an obligation to be mocheh. Or there's a chance they will listen to you, then you have an obligation to be mocheh. In other places, the differentiation is brought between the difference between deoraisa and derabonans. When it comes to deoraita, in chokhmah, in tvunah, right? There's no chokhmah, tvunah, l'vnei Hashem. That there we make no differentiation. When it comes to a din deoraisa, a person has to object whether the people will listen or not listen. Whereas it comes to a din derabonan, possibly there we say mutav shiyu shogegim be'altiyu mezidim. Over there we say, maybe if you think they're not going to listen, better to hold back, better not to say anything, because it's better off that they're shogegim there than to you mezidim in those instances. We'd rather have them be shogegim and not to be mezidim. So that differentiation, if you make that differentiation between the right and the rabbanan, then Tosos is a secondary differentiation about when you have to be mocheh, not be mocheh, only in dinei derabbanan. In dinei derabbanan, if you know for certain they will not listen, then you don't have to say anything. If you know or if there's a chance they will listen, then you do have to be mocheh biyadam. Right now, the Gemara says, Rav Papa Rami, he has a steer on the psukim, Tiv. Vekel Zoem is above it. There's Vekel Zoem b'chol yom. Shem is angry every day. Uchtiv. And yet it says in Nachum, Lifnei Zamo Miyamod. Who can stand before his anger? So if Hashem is angry every day, then why is anybody left around? If nobody can stand before Hashem's anger, how can Hashem be angry every day? So when it says, Lokasha kan bi yochid, kan bi tzibur. It has to do with the individual versus the tzibur. This is minyana dioma. By Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the importance of davening with the tzibur, the importance of being a part of the tzibur. Because when it comes to the yochid, a yochid cannot stand before the anger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yet when it comes to, that's when, lifnei zamo miyamot, who can stand for his anger, that's talking about a yochid. When it comes to the tzibur, even though a Kodesh Baruch Hu is angry every day, the zchut tzibur is able to protect the individuals and to survive. Right, the Melech goes in first, because the tzibur has that protection, exactly. So this is minyana diyoma. Darabanan, kel zoeim b'chol yom, v'kama zamo. How long is his anger? Rega, right, for a moment, momentary. V'kama rega, how much is this moment? Achat michamesh ribo, v'shloshet alafim, u'shmona mayot, v'arbaim. That's like 53,848, meaning one part of 53,848, which is a portion of a second. It's not even, it's like, I think a 15th of a second or so. Right, so that's the amount of time that Hashem is angry for. It happens to be that the Gemara in other places, it actually gives a slightly different number. In Brachos, the Gemara talks about the same sugya and gives a slightly different number. I don't think it's so important to the case. The point is that it's momentary. So when it says Zoi Rega, Vein Priya Kobriya Yechola Lekaveno To Rega, no one can mark that exact moment. Nobody can actually capture that exact moment. Chutz Mi Bilam Rasha, except for Bilam Dichtiv. Because it's written by Bilam, and we saw this Gemara together in Sanhedrin. And we just saw this in Perek HaChelek in Sanhedrin. Yodea dat ayon. He knows that which is up above. Efshar dat beim tolo yavayoda. He didn't know what his animal was thinking. Dat ayon mi yavayoda. He knew what was going up in the celestial areas in the heavens. How could he know what was going up there if he didn't even know what's going on with his behema? And my dat beim tolo yavayoda. What does it mean he doesn't know what his animal is thinking? Bidnod chazulei davarochi v'chamrei. When they saw him riding on a donkey, Amulei, my time alor chavta susya. Why don't you ride like a nobleman, right? Those have royalty on the horse. Samuel, shaydilei. I threw him into the marshland. He's out grazing right now, my horse. So therefore I took my donkey today. Miad v'tomar aton, halo anochi atoncha. So the donkey responds right away and says, am I not your donkey? Samuel, the teina v'almo. That's for carrying things. I use you for taking loads. Samrulei, asher rachav dalai, that you ride upon me. You don't just put loads on me. You ride me. Amrulah, cry ba'alma. It's just, happens to be. It's a happenstance, sir. Not a regular thing that I ride you. I usually ride my horses, but you was just a opportunity. You guys came to me when my horse was out grazing, and therefore I took my donkey. Samrulei, motchav ad yomazeh. You've ridden me from the beginning of time until now. So what do you mean you just ready me term early? Vlo'ot, Hashem yoseh locha rechivut b'yom, you ride me during the day, v'yishut b'layla, and then I am your partner at night. Tivacha haskein iskanti, tivota matilo sochenet. Right, so the donkey, when he speaks to Bilam, says haskein iskanti, and then we quote from the Avisha Gushunamit, by David, it says matilo sochenet, that she was to him, right, she serviced him, she was a warmth, and a bedmate to David HaMelech. So over here, we're going to interpret the word Askeni Skanti, that I was your bedmate when it came at nights, that you slept with me at nights. So now, if he doesn't know, his behema is responding. He's not able to even know that his behema is going to come out and chastise him and disagree with what he's going to say. He's knowing Dat Ayon. Elamai v'yodea Dat Ayon. So what does it mean that he knows Dat Ayon? So that's what Tosos over here says, that what does it mean yodea Dat Ayon? It's mashman bi'atzmo v'lo b'nivuah. This is something he had knowledge of without any nevuah. He didn't have nevuah. Dat Elyon would have been nevuah. So he didn't have nevuah about his behema. He's going to have nevuah about Dat Elyon. Oh, this is something that Bilam knew by himself. And what is that? He knew that exact moment, that regular where Kodesh Baruch Hu got angry, he knew what it was, and therefore he could be mekaven that shah. And this is what the Navi says in Micha, as of Torah, for Pashat Balak. Ami zachar na ma ya'atz Balak melech Moab. Right? My nation, remember what Melech Balak Melech, what plan for you? Ume ana uto Bilam ben Beor. And what Bilam responded to him? Minashitim. And there's no vav there. Ad Hagilgal. Laman dat Sidkot Hashem. So you should know the Staka, the wonderful things that Hashem does for you, that He protected you, and He stopped Bilam, and He's Hofech, the Klala Bilam to a Bracha. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Lema Kodesh Baruch Hu Israel, Hashem says to Israel, Ami, Ru'u Kama Sidkot Asite Mechem. Look at the wondrous Staka that I did for you, right? The Chesed that I did for you, Shalo Ka'asti Alechem Kolotam Yamim. That all those days, I was not angry. That moment, that momentary anger that happens every day, all those days that Bilam was there, it never happened. Shawai, she'im ki asti aleichem, had I had that momentary anger, lo nishtar me ovdei kochavim misoneim shel Yisrael, saridu ploit. Right here, it's a lashon sagi nahor, referring to Bnei Yisrael, there wouldn't be a remnant of Bnei Yisrael. Had Bilam been able to mekavin the sha'ah of kas, there would be nothing left of Klal Yisrael at that moment. So the fact that I withheld my anger during that period of time is what saved you, Bnei Israel. And that's what Bilam says to Balak in responding, how come he cannot curse Bnei Israel? What I want to curse is not, Hashem is not willing to curse. My zom, that I want him to get angry, lo zam Hashem, that Hashem never got angry during that period of time. Bilam had the ability to get to that anger, point of anger, and channel it on Bnei Yisrael, but Kodesh Baruch Hu protected Bnei Yisrael by never becoming angry during that period of time. Bekama zamo, how long is the zam, the anger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the wrath of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, is kama rega. So the Gemara says it's a rega, bekama rega. How much is a rega? Literally, a moment. Minolan de rega havo, ritche. How do we know that his anger is for a moment, momentary? Dichtiv, ki rega be'apo. Chayim mirtzano, right? We said Mizvah Shir Chanukat Abayit. Kirega be'apo. His anger is momentary. Chayim mirtzano. Life exists at his will. Some say we know it from here. Chavi kimat rega. Hide for a moment. Adyabar. It's really the tiv in the pasuk is yavor, but the kri in the pasuk is yavar. Adyabar za'am. Until the anger passes. So you see from there that all you have to do is hide for a moment and then the anger of Hashem will pass by. So when does Hashem get angry? So in the first 3 hours of the day, at the time, or the period of time when the, I don't know if it's the crown or the mane of the rooster becomes white. It says, so it says it's always white. The crown, the mane of the rooster is always white. Now, koshata itbu saruke sumke. Normally, it is white, but it has streaks of red in it. Haishata leitbe saruke sumke. At that moment in time, it has no white streaks in it. Rabshua ben Levi avi mitzara lehu halvamino. Big cry. Right, so he used to bother him with psukim or questions all the time. And they were giving him a very, very hard time, to the point where he couldn't handle it anymore. So Yom Achad Noka Tarnagolo, and therefore he took a rooster, Ukme ben Karei the Arsa, and he placed it at the foot of his bed, at the post of the footpost of the bed. Vainbon, he watched it. Savar Kimata Hayishata Altiya. That when that moment comes, I will curse him. Kimati Hayishato. At that moment it came, Nimnim. He dozed off. Amar Shmamina Lav Orchara Lemebid Hochi. It's not normal to do this, it's not proper to do such a thing. Because Brachamav al Komasav Ptiv. It says Akash Baruch Hu has mercy on all his creation, and therefore it's not my right to go ahead and ask Hashem to curse them. And number two, Ktiv, Gamanosh Latzadik Lotov. Punishment even of the Rishaim, Latzadik Lotov. It's not good even for the righteous. So if I'm going to cause punishment to these individuals, it's also not going to be good for me. So it's interesting over here that there are two different gersaot, and that happens a lot in the Gemara here. The word mina, when the Gemara uses the word stuki, mina, it's unclear if that was the original text of the Gemara, or the censors got to the text, and therefore they changed it to a mina. So Tosos over here discusses the two possibilities of what the gersa was. If you look at Tosos, Tosos Shema Mina, Lavar Chara, he says, L'sfarim de garsinahu ovde kochavim. According to the one who says that, we're talking about here in Oved Kochavim, which being non-Jew, Necha. That makes sense. Because Oved Kochavim, lo malim velo maridin. Right? Because by an Oved Kochavim, lo malim velo maridin. We don't take them out. If they fall into a bore, Lo malin, we don't help them out. Velo maridin, but we don't push them into a boor. Velo, and that's why over here, Reb Shubin Levi, what did he want to do? Hu bikesh lekalalo. That he wanted to be mekalel lahaziko biklilato, to cause him some damage. Nitkavim velo lahargo, not to kill him. So that would be consistent with the din of an ovdei kochavim, which is lo malin, velo maridin. You're not allowed to be the initiator. You're not to be the one who causes the death of an individual, but you withhold help. So to Amir, Reb Shimon Levi didn't want to kill him. He just wanted to cause him some damage, and that was fine. But, according to Vafilus Farm de Garcia Haumino, which is our gears over here, Haumino, then it's not an Ovdei Kochavim. By Amin, the din is Moridin. By Amina, not only are you allowed to in Malin, but Afilu Moridin, you're allowed to push them in to the Mina. So now he says, even according to those Girsot, then it makes sense. That his intent with the curse here was to kill him, not to damage him, but to kill him. And that's when Akash spoke Labor Achara. So Tosa says, depending on what the Girsa is, if the Girsa is Ovdei Kochavim, then when he's cursed, he just wanted to cause him damage. If the Girsa is Mino, right, it's a mean, then over there he meant to, through the curse, kill him. Because there you're allowed to be Moridin and Lomalin. Over there you have the right to even put him to death or to cause the death of such an individual. What Mina means, that's also subject to Amachalkas. What is Mina? Mina, is Mina just like a tztuki? Or is it referencing in the early times when some of the Jews were joining these other, around the time, even there, but at the turn of the calendar from the BCE at that time, around the year zero, where you have the Romans coming about, and you have like the Essenes, and you have all these different religious sects that are breaking away from Judaism, that are derivatives of Judaism, is that what they're referring to, Mina, which would include, right, even the early Christians, and so on and so forth, that included in those religions that were breaking away, is that what they're referring to with the Mina? Or does Mina mean something more like a tztuki, right, which is unclear here also in the Gemara. All right, now, this is very important, which is that they have a din here, which has an application to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Tana Mishmei de Rabbi Meir. We have a bright name of Rabbi Meir. B'shashem lachim anachim kitreim b'roshayam. U'mishtachavim lachama miyad koyis ha-kodesh baruch hu. At the time that the malachim, the kings get up, the malachim get up, and they put their crowns on their heads and they bow down to the Shemesh, then Hashem gets angry right away. So when do the kings get up? Right, we know that the kings get up because we know when Zman Kriya Shema is, right? Zman Kriya Shema is in the first 3 hours of the day. Right, so that is because that's the Zman, that's the latest times when the kings get up. And so the kings get up, and the David HaMelech says, we're different than the other kings. You know, Kumi Romani Belaila, I get up at night, sing the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and also they get up and bow down to the sun. We get up and be Mekabel O Machut Shamayim. So the kings get up in the third hour. So that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. All right, so now, Amar of Yosef, from this is a conclusion. Lo litzle inish fluto de musfei. Person should not daven musaf. That a person should not daven musaf in the first 3 hours of the day on Rosh Hashanah, right? If he's alone. A person's alone and he's davening by himself, he shouldn't daven be yechidus in the first 3 hours of the day, he shouldn't daven musaf. Why? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was angry at that time, and that time is the din. That maybe they'll look carefully into his actions and they'll push him away. So when it says Yochid Tzibur Nami, so maybe the same restrictions should apply to the Tzibur that they shouldn't daven Musaf on Rosh Hashanah in the first 3 hours. When it says the Tzibur Nifishas Chute, because of the Tzibur has that unusual protection. So again, the same concept that keeps on recurring here, that a person who's been started to the Tzibur brings them a Schut. So when it says Yochid, if that's the case, Yochid Tzapur Nami Lo. So then why should a person that Yochid daven Shachris, right, by himself? You'll have the same problem in the first 3 hours. It says, Kevin to Ikat Tzibur, the Kamatsu. Since the Tzibur is daven Shachris at that time, right, Lokum Adachi, he won't be pushed away. So this is a very important halacha. Two very, very important halachas that come out of this. To daven with the Tzibur. It's very good. So there's two differences. So Tosus over here says, wait a minute, we said, the Gemara in Brachos says that a person who is davening with the Tzibur, right, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu mois b'tfilato, Kodesh Baruch Hu never rejects his tefillah. But over here, we are talking about, so he says there are gradations. Over there, it sounds like you have to daven with the Tzibur in order that a Kodesh Baruch Hu won't be mois b'tfilato. Over here, it sounds like you just have to daven at the same time. So Beinotam says there are gradations. right? That when it comes to tefillah, when they're davening at the same simultaneously, that lo medachi, they don't push your tefillah away, they don't dump you away. But you want to be nishmat, you want your tefillah to be heard, that only works when you're davening together, when you're in the tzibur, when you're part of the tzibur. So that's actually a halachic implication, is that if one cannot make it to davening with the minyan or with the tzibur, that there's a value to davening at the same time as the tzibur. That you try to daven mikavin tefillah tot at the same time when the tzibur is davening. Because there's a value to that. Even though it doesn't have the same value as davening with the tzibur itself, which is that your tefillot will be heard. Nevertheless, davening at the time of the tzibur will make sure that your tefillot are not rejected and you're not thrown out. So there's a value to that concept. So Muslim and Shachris, that's only to do with din. That has to do with din, meaning that it's true of Shachris and it's true of Musaf as well. Musaf may not be, because maybe the Musaf's different. We'll see in a second. I'll show you Musaf and Rashi. Maybe it's only or unique to Rosh Hashanah, not to the other Musafim Hashanah. But generally, we say that a person should be davening tefillato. So actually different gradations when it comes to davening. One gradation is that one should daven, if they have an option to daven in their house and daven in the Beit Knesset, there's a value to davening in the Beit Knesset, even with no tzibur. Right, there's also a value to a person who can't daven with the tzibur to mitkaven shato, to daven at the same time as the tzibur. Obviously, the highest form of davening is to daven with the tzibur in the Beit Knesset. So
what's better to daven?
I don't know.
At the same time,
I don't remember the Mishnah Berurah addressing that. Yeah, I was thinking of it as I'm saying it. I don't know which one would take precedence over here. Right now, when it comes to Shachris and Musaf, that's unique to Rosh Hashanah is that the din is in the first 3 hours. So therefore, we don't want to bring the Musaf. And Rashi describes over here by Musaf. It says, Musafei kol ha-shana hein shevach, sipurei ma'ase. Musaf all year long is just praise to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, telling stories. I mean, it's just talking about the karbonos. Aval Musaf Rosh Hashanah is unique, mitokshu mitpalel malchiyo zichronot un shofarot, mifko dina atfei. That brings on the din. V'al yifrosh adam at tzmom in the tzibur, and therefore you should not separate yourself from the tzibur. So this is unique to the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that you shouldn't daven in the first 3 hours.
First day.
Assuming that's true. Probably not the second day, but generally we keep whatever we do on the first day on the second day as well. But truthfully, it really should only apply to the
first day.
Right? Because there is one day of Hashanah. All right, we keep 2 days as Misfeka de Yoma. We still keep it. Even us who keep in Eretz Yisrael is Misfeka de Yoma because we weren't close to Yerushalayim. There was a possibility of having Rosh Hashanah be one day. Midoraisa, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, that's the day. That's the day of Din. So that's the time that we focus on all of these items and all of these differences. So over here again, that the Musaf, he should avoid being in the first 3 hours because Hashem is omid bedin then. And generally, people do not daven Musaf. Generally, most of the tzibur are not davening Musaf that time period. So since they're davening Shachlis, you can join them in davening Shachlis and try to be matim the time to daven Shachlis. When it comes to Musaf, you should wait till after the first 3 hours when most of the tzibur is already up to Musaf and we're past the time when Hashem is berigzab, that Hashem is angry. Gemara says, wait a minute, didn't we just say in the previous Gemara, V'amar shlosh v'shanah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yosef V'Osek V'Torah? Right, didn't you say before that in the first 3 hours of the day, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yosef V'Osek V'Torah? And it's only done in the second 3 hours. But it says, Ipuch, flip them around. That the first 3 hours he's done, and then the second 3 hours he's Lomei Torah. This is where Tosu said before, when we said, Kedusha, Mikovo, Yifem Berachamim, that they wanted to suggest that's because Hashem is done in the second 3 hours. He said, it doesn't work. If they flip it around and they put it in the first 3 hours, that's not when they're davening Musaf. So therefore, it would not work. Vivai Dema, Lolam Loti Buch, here it still would work, which is don't flip it. Torah Dichtib Emet, about Torah where it says the word Emet, Dichtib Emet Knei, Val Tim Kor. It should go out to be Kone Torah, meaning that you should spend all money to learn Torah, Val Tim Kor, but not charge anybody to teach Torah. You should teach Torah for free, but spend money to acquire it. There, where Emet is written about the description of Torah, Eno Kodesh Baruch Hu Sim Lifnim Mishurat Adin. Hashem does Kava Din. It's midat din and no midat rachamim. Din, the lo k'tiv be'emet. Though din itself, when Hashem is dan, that does not have the word emet associated, Kodesh Baruch Hu lifnim yishurat din. It's an amazing thing here. Which means that if the first 3 hours of Kodesh Baruch Hu is learning Torah, Torah is the blueprint of the world. It's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to happen. It's what we call alta b'machshavato. That's what Hashem intended for the world to happen. This is the potential, what should have happened. That is midat din. There Hashem does not bend, Hashem does not waver. He has a plan, he wants it to turn out. In that area, in those first 3 hours, there's din meaning there's only teva, there's only nature. Action, reaction, punishment for sin, that's all in those first 3 hours. When it comes to din means in actuality. When it comes to reality, there a Kodesh Baruch Hu is omid mikisei adin, v'yoshev mikisei rachamim. When it comes to reality, even though the plan has to be pure, The blueprint has to be pure. But in reality, we're human beings and we make mistakes and we don't do right. Over there, Hashem moves from the Kisei Adin to the Kisei Arachamim. Unfortunately, the mere fact that we're human beings, when you bring Kedusha and the spirituality to the Gashmius world, unfortunately, there is loss. There's Shvira, there's a breakage. And that breakage causes problems. And therefore, Hashem has to, even when he's been Din, has to be Din Berachamim. So it's an amazing thing that Din itself has to be Din Berachamim. Although, again, the Torah, which is the potential, which is the blueprint, that has to be absolute, and that can be unwavering. And therefore, in the first 3 hours, there is din, call it undiluted din. And that undiluted din, we don't daven during that time. We don't daven musaf. We try to daven shachar in that period of time. We don't daven musaf. Comes the second 3 hours, then already we start to daven musaf, because there, already it's midat adin, that Hashem's omid mikisei adin, ve'yoshev al kisei arachamim. That's true of the Yachid as well, that she be matim is shachris to daven with the tzibur in those first 3 hours, and only wait to daven musaf till after those first 3 hours. The Gemara continues, Gufa. Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Maidi Chtev Asher Anochi Mitzav Achai, Yom La'Sultam, is Hayom La'Sultam, today to do them, V'lo L'Machad La'Sultam. B'na Da'atid Lavo. Only Olam Hazeh can you do mitzvot, but not Olam Abba. Hayom La'Sultam, Hayom L'Tos Charam. Today you do them, but you don't get the reward. The reward is Olam Abba. Amar Rabbi Shuvan Levi, Kol Mitzvot Shisrael Osim B'Olam Hazeh, Ba'ot U'me'iudot Otam L'Olam Abba. His mitzvot that come will testify to Bnei Israel's behalf in Olam Haba. We quoted this memra before. Shneimar, because it says, Itnu Edehem, Itzdaku, Yishmu, Yomru Emet. So that says, Itnu Edehem, they will give testimony to them, Itzdaku, and they will be found righteous. Yishmu, they will be heard, Yomru Emet. Itnu Edehem, Itzdaku, Elu Yisrael. Efforts of Bnei Israel that the mitzvot that they do will be compiled, will be brought together in order to justify their position. Yishmu, Yomru Emet, Elu Abdu Chachavim. The Chachavim will have to admit that Bnei Yisrael is deserving of the benevolence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, or that Bnei Yisrael did right by keeping the Torah and the mitzvot. That's a Yishmu B'Yomru Emet. This was the proof we brought in the first Amud, Avodah Zarah, that why Edehem with an ayin can't be referring to all the Chachamim, it's referring to Bnei Yisrael. That's what we brought from Yeshua Ben Levi. V'amar Yeshua Ben Levi, Kol mitzvot Yisrael Sirim Alom Hazeh, Ba'ot, Mitrofot, Utam, Lo Vdech Chachamim, Lom Abal Pneihem. All the mitzvot Bnei Yisrael do come, and they slap in the face of the old Chachavim in the Olam Habash, Ne'emar, because it says, Shmartem v'asitem, you should keep the mitzvot and do the Torah, ki hi chochmatchem uvinatchem, right, it's your wisdom and your understanding, le'ne'amim, in the eyes of the nation. Ne'amim lo ne'emar, it won't be opposite, meaning that it won't be that to the nations, it'll be that way, ela le'ne'amim, to their eyes. The major ba'ot v'tofot of the Chachavim, pneam lo'lam haba, comes and hits them on the face, lo'lam haba. Bnei Yisrael only worship the Egel in order to give pitchon peh, in order to allow people to do tshuva. Why is that? Shenemar mi itain. Hashem says or testifies in behalf of Bnei Yisrael. Mi itain bayalavam ze lahem hirauti kol yamim. You see that Bnei Yisrael's heart at the time when they asked for Moshe to intercede between them and Akash Baruch Hu, Hashem says about that their fear of God at that moment, that should continue with them their whole lives. But Hashem is testifying about their fear. At that time, their lev, they had tremendous fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they would never have sinned. They would never have done the sin. Why did they do the sin? Is liton pitchon peh. Again, we'll discuss it in 1 second. Ma'ayu dam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Lo David ra'ui lo to maaseh, v'lo Yisrael ra'uin lo to maaseh. Both David HaMelech and Bnei Yisrael were not ra'uim for that maaseh, for that sin. Maaseh by David is Bathsheba, and the maaseh Bnei Yisrael is the Egel. David, lo David, ra'ui lo to maaseh dechtiv, libi chalal bikirbi. My heart died inside of me. What does that mean? My heart died inside of me. Lo libi chalal bikirbi. That there's no Yetzer Ra left. There's no Yetzer Ra left inside of me. Again, the idea that they had that tremendous fear of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that they would not have sinned. Ela lama asu. So then why did they sin? Lo lomar lecha, to teach you. It's a gzera me'et al Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi says, gzera ta melech haital iton pitchon pela shavim. It's a gzera me'et Hashem that they would sin, despite the fact that had it been through the natural nature, they would not have sinned. A Kadosh Baruch Hu pushed them in direction to sin. Why? Lomar lecha shim chata yachid. It's an individual sins. Omilo klach etzel yachid. Go to David HaMelech, and you'll see that you can do tshuva. Im chatu tzibur. If a tzibur does sins, omrim lahem, we say to Omrim lahu luchu etzel tzibur. Go to the tzibur. Go look at Bnei Yisrael by the Egel. Bitzricha. And we need both of them. Diyash minun yachid. If you're talking about a yachid, mishum dolo mefarsim chatei. The reason that we allow him to do tshuva is because his sin is not well known. I mean, the reason that we have to write down their sin, and talk about their tshuva is because by yachid, maybe if you just wrote the yachid, we'd say that it works there because their sin is not well known. It comes to a large number of people that sinned. Everybody knows about it. Maybe there's no tshuva. If we talk about the shum, the nefishe, over here the girsa is rachmayu, the bach changes the girsa to zechutayu. Since they have a tremendous chut as being a tzibur together, which we've seen over and over again on these dapim, but yachid, delo, but a yachid who doesn't have that chut, alema zechutay, doesn't have that chut, emelo, maybe he would not be granted the ability to tshuva tzricha, therefore we need both of them. We need both the description by the tzibur and the description by the yachid to teach us that if one sins, there is an ability to do tshuva. But again, I mean, Yonah Dioma, we see over and over, recurring theme here, that's very important on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to be a part of the tzibur. That the protection afforded by the tzibur is so important when one approaches din and when one approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's in tefillah, whether it's in tshuva, or whether it's in coming and standing bedin on Rosh Hashanah, all those have, and it's clear, the Gemara says, a benefit to being a part of the tzibur. Okay, we'll stop over here.